Good morning, you're very welcome to Northside today with myself, Yvette Reid. And on the line with me, I have Joe Mooney from the East Wall History Group. And he's going to be talking to me about a new plaque and mural that they have just unveiled in relation to the 1913 lockout. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, how are you?
How are you? First and foremost, would you like to tell me a little bit about the Dublin lockout that happened in 1913?
Yeah, the lockout in 1913 was, on the face of a trade union dispute, it was a dispute between a major trade union and the employers of the city. But in many ways, it was a lot more. It was an open class war. It was the poor, the workers of Dublin, against the bosses and everybody that supported them. What actually started the strike was a fight for union recognition in a company owned by the infamous William Martin Murphy, the Dublin United Tram Company. He had asked the workers to sign a pledge committing themselves that they wouldn't be a member of the Irish Transport and General Workers Union, or if they were, that they would leave. And the workers refused to do this and went on strike. And immediately afterwards, William Martin Murphy and the employers of Dublin decided to lock out anybody that wouldn't sign that pledge. And in a very short matter of time, there was 20,000 workers locked out or on strike.
And a couple of them, were they evicted or was there something like that happened as well?
Yeah. One of the sort of one of the hidden histories of the 1913 lockout is the evictions which took place in East Wall. As far as we can tell, it's the largest single eviction that has taken place in the history of Dublin City. And there's not very much known about it. It's not something that is widely spoke about.
Mm.
But one of the advantages the employers had during the strike was that there was no social welfare system. There was no support. There was very little support for workers. So the employers deliberately used poverty as a weapon against the strikers. They knew that they could starve them out and, if possible, throw them out of their homes. And this is exactly what happened in East Wall. There was a company called the Merchants Warehousing Company. They had built a block of houses in which they forced their workers to live in. So once the lockout began, as well as having control over these workers' jobs, they had control over their housing.
Mm.
And they decided to evict them. If they didn't go back to work, they threatened to evict them. The workers stayed strong, wouldn't back down. They were taken to court by the company. It lasted for about 6 or 7 weeks. The solicitor representing the workers, paid for by the union, managed to stall the evictions. But on the 4th of December, 62 workers' families were evicted from Merchants Road.
Wow. And I'm just, as you're saying all this, I'm kind of bringing it into today's society and how things are going. Like, because recently, as you know, there was protests in town, like locked the government out of the Dáil. I mean, what do you think of all that? Do you think that we're kind of in that era now again? How would you feel about that, like, relating it to today, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's really important that when you look at history, that it's not just something that happened years ago when we can look at and commemorate and then forget about.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has a resonance and it passes on. And if I don't know whether you saw it on the May Day march this year, the best banner had on it, 1913 to 2013, unfinished business.
Yes.
Like, without a doubt, while things have obviously changed, the day-to-day life for most working class people isn't as grim as it was back then.
Mm.
But we should remember that was because of the struggles of the workers in 1913, because of the pioneering work of James Lark and James Connolly and the Transport and General Workers Union, because of the sacrifice of people such as the 62 workers and their families in East Wall. They changed things for the better. We had trade unionism. We had improvements in standards for working class people. But while they are better, the essential inequality in society still stands. There's still a distinction in society between workers and bosses, and that hasn't gone away.
It sure does. And I'm just wondering, like, is there any relatives of the 1913 lockout members that, like, you know, that are still alive and up around East Wall, and, like, what do they have to say about everything?
Yeah, and that would be one of the things that was great. As I said, this was part of a hidden history. While people knew about it, it wasn't widely talked about, and mm-hmm. certainly nationally, it wasn't well known. But when there were 62 workers and their families evicted, when you add up the figures and you think of the size of families at that time,
mm.
that was up to 300 people evicted in one go. There was 14 houses on the road that weren't evicted. They were people who didn't work for the company. So essentially, you had an entire community wiped out. It wasn't just that it happened to be workers or, you know, individuals. It was an entire community wiped out.
Yeah.
But we've traced some of the families that were evicted, and we're delighted to say that some of them are still living in East Wall. So, again, that would be a victory. While the company tried to grind them down, throw them out of the houses, today they're still members of those families living in the community.
That's
and when we unveiled the mural and plaque, it was a great moment because some of the families had come back to the road. There was one family who were evicted in 1913, the Coombs family. There's four different branches of that family living in the area. There's four households of that family still living in the area.
Right.
There was Tommy Dunn, who lives up Dunavon Road. He came down. His family was evicted in 1913. He unveiled a plaque. Members of the Coombs family unveiled a mural. So it was very emotional for them, but it was great. Again, 100 years later, we'd have to see that as some kind of feature, that those people are standing there. Actually, the merchant's company is gone now.
And I'm just wondering, where did the families go, like, when they were evicted?
Okay, we know where some of them went. Tommy Dunn's family moved around to Portland Row and then up to the tenements in Summerhill, which is where Tommy himself was born. The Coombs family, which was a fascinating thing we only found out recently from members of the family, they moved into a small, like, a little tent city that was built up on the East Wall Road for the evicted families.
Wow.
Tents were put up and they lived in that for a short while. But what seems to happen to a lot of families is they were taken in by other workers' families. Obviously, during the height of the lockout, it was a time of great solidarity and a great unity between workers. So we can see that some of them were just brought into other people's houses. They're already overcrowded, they're already packed out, but people took them in to get them off the street and to give them shelter. And then gradually, they found new houses around the area. One of the interesting characters on the road, and we've yet to find a relative of him, but we would hope to, was a man called Courtney. And Courtney fought in the 1916 Rising. And so did his son. They were evicted in 1913 during the lockout, a short while after everybody else. Daniel Courtney, who was in his 50s at the time, was in hospital, quite sick. When he heard about the evictions, he dragged himself out of his hospital bed, dragged himself down the road and got into his house. And he was in such an ill state that they couldn't evict him. It would have been too bad. He probably would have died on the street. So he managed to stay in his house for a short while. But as soon as he got a little bit better, he was evicted. But he moved over to Sheriff Street and was living in the Sheriff Street area. And as I said, he fought in the 1916 Rising alongside James Connolly in the GPO. Mm-hmm. And his son was over in Jacobs.
So you're trying to find relatives of this guy, Courtney. Sorry, what was his full name?
Daniel Courtney. Daniel Courtney. The Irish Citizen Army. What I would say is we're trying to find relatives of anybody who lived on Merchants Road and was evicted in 1913. If you look at the 1911 census, the records we've used to track them is we have access to the school records, we have access to the baptismal and marriage record from the local church, which was St. Lawrence O'Toole's, and of course the 1911 census. If there's people out there listening to this and you think your family might have lived on Merchants Road at that time, might have been evicted, if you look on the census, you can pretty much guarantee that anybody that was on that was amongst the evicted, and we would love you to get in touch.
And so, I mean, how important is it for people to know about the Dublin lockout 1913?
Well, I don't like using cliches, but there is a famous one. If you don't remember the past, you're condemned to repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important that people know where they came from. I think it's important that people understand the dynamics that created the society we live in. I think it's important that people understand the conflicts that existed and continue to exist in society we live in. I think the 1913 lockout, as I already said, the people in 1913 suffered greatly to establish trade union rights, to establish the idea that there was an independent working class that had its own agenda and had its own rights to pursue and had a right to a decent quality of life.
Mm.
Those people sacrificed a lot to establish that. We have all benefited from it, and
yeah,
I don't think that should ever be forgotten.
That's sure right, like, you know, because they really did fight for our rights, and I suppose that's why we're here, like, today, you know, and that's why we have the rights that we have. And if people want to see this plaque and the mural, I mean, whereabouts is it, and, you know, can you just walk up and look at it, or what's the story there?
Yeah, if people are on the East Wall Road, there's the last road before you get to Dublin Port is Merchants Road. The houses were built in 1907. They look very old. If you come down that road, about three houses down on the left, you'll find the plaque. And then about halfway down the road, you'll find the mural. And the mural, I have to say, I didn't paint it, so I'm not praising myself, but the mural is absolutely beautiful. It was done by a local artist called Arthur Kavanagh, and it's absolutely incredible. The image on it is based on a photograph of kids being evicted that was in the papers at the time. And it's absolutely beautiful mural.
Wow, that's great. Yes, they're doing really great work, like, you know, to keep this in people's minds, you know, because it is a very important part of history. And if people want to go online, is there somewhere they can see it online or find out more information?
Yes, there's. We have a community website. It's not just a history website, but there's a community website that has a history section, which is called eastwallforall.ie. And on that, you'll find the stories, some of the stories of the people that were evicted. You'll find images of the mural. And you'll also find a lot of other local history stuff that might be of interest to people. And there's great history in this area. There's great history connected with the GAA. There's great history connected with the industries. And, of course, there's the great history connected with Dublin Port. Dublin is a port city. And while you might not think it now, the city really, the port was the lifeblood of the city. So if you go on our website, eastwallforall.ie, you'll find a load of history articles. And I also say, if people have any stories they want to give us, particularly if you have any stories relating to the lockout and particularly the evictions, we can be contacted on eastwallhistory@gmail.com.
That's great, Joe. Listen, thanks very much for talking to me today.
Okay, no problem.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye.